going to preach one of them, both of them, to tell you the truth. I really couldn't decide which one I wanted to preach. I was between. But one of the messages I was going to preach was getting out of your prison, and I'm not going to preach it. But I want to tell you a story. Do you remember that guy? You know, sometimes we think our problems are so bad, we can't never get victory or relief, or there's no hope, and everything looks black, and I'm not gonna hold you but a minute, so just hold you. Give me 5 minutes. Do you remember a guy that years ago who the devil named Son of Sam? We named him the 44 killer. You remember that? The 44 caliber killer. Well, it's 19. You think your problems are bad. You never can get relief. You can't get victory. I read this story, and I was going to bring it in tonight. It's 1977, and it's in New York City, and he's running loose, and he targets brunettes. And the women bleached their hair blonde so that they would not become the next victim of this guy. After 13 months, David Berkowitz was 24 years old, was arrested. He pleaded guilty to killing 5 women and 1 man and wounding many more. In prison, he told this preacher about his story. And he said, and I quote, he said, "I started praying and talking to demons. He said, nothing could control me. I was anguished, inflicting pain on myself, and driven into dark and lonely places." They put him in, while in prison in 1979, one of the prisoners slashed his throat with a razor that he had been shaving with. And the doctor in the prison said that they didn't know why in the world that they did not cut his throat and cut his... I call it a jugular. I think it's a technical term for that big vein in there. But anyway, cut that big vein and let him bleed to death. And said they couldn't find no reason why that they didn't... It cut it right up to the vessel. They moved him in 1977 to a new facility. He couldn't trust nobody there. Well, when he went to that new facility, there's a boy there by the name of Ricky Lopez. And Ricky, do you know the story? Ricky Lopez. Well, Sister Savage knows it, but y'all don't. So it's just me, between me and her, huh? You tell me if I'm telling it wrong. No, don't you. Just let me be in church. You the one told me I couldn't. No, I better not tell that. I promise you I wouldn't. You the one told me I couldn't preach very long. That you had that yard sale down, sir. But Sam said I could say it. He's a pastor. Anyway, they moved him in 1987 to a new facility. And Ricky Lopez started talking to David Berkowitz. And there he is in prison. He's a killer. He's a devil-possessed guy. And when Ricky Lopez begins to talk to him, he don't want to hear nothing he's got to say. He laughs at religion. He makes fun of Ricky Lopez. But Ricky Lopez keeps on messing with him. Keeps talking to him about God. There he is in prison. No way out. He's in there for life. And got a life sentence for everyone he killed. And but Ricky kept on at him. And one day he gave him a New Testament. And David Berkowitz got to read that New Testament, and he read in there in Psalm. It was 2 verses that he really liked. One was Psalms 18:6, and it says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and He heard my voice out of the temple, and my cry came before Him, even unto His ears." Amen. And the second verse was in Psalms 34:6. He said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Amen. That day when he kept reading that New Testament, He knelt down in that prison. A guy that was lost and undone and devil possessed. And the Lord heard his cry and has saved him in prison. He raised him up. Hank, the convicted killer, had raised him up. There he is, a middle-aged man now. Amen. The son of Sam. The 44 caliber killer. Amen. He turned a demon-controlled man into a servant of God. And if he can do it for him, then he can do it for you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He can do it for him. He can do it for you. Your problems are not so great that God can't lift you out of the miry clay of your troubles and your trials, of your difficulties. They're not too big for God. If God can save and heal and deliver David Berkowitz, then God can deliver you in your time of difficulty. I'm through. We done shouted. I'm through.